up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives in the Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse J with my queen to be.
What up, y'all? Y'all know he in here popping shit.
Oh, high as hell. We got the one and only Devion Ferris. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Lives, the Beat.
Hey. Get it on her own, she don't need no one trying to tell you shawty is a shit. Do anything for me, baby, cooking clean, even gave me head in the whip. Told me she don't really like my lifestyle, I said, why you got a trip? If I remember right, girl, the night that we met, we got high and I hit. Now, I ain't trying to judge you, no, no, no. But you cannot judge me, no, no, no. Cause I've been consistent, you acting different, like you don't trust me, no, no, more. And she said we might as well break up, cause she don't really want no fake love. She swore up and down she don't want me. But then I leave town and she called me like, baby, when you coming by to see me? Tripping when I told you leave me. Ooh. I know I can get a little crazy, but you'll always be my baby. That's my LAX, LAX, LAX. She crazy, that's my LAX, LAX, LA, LAX, X.
X. Bet she wish she still was by my side.
X.
She still hit me with them late at night
texts.
Do I think about her
sometimes? Yes, but I know she'll only bring me down. Bet she only wanna take me down.
So every time I be on the way, trying not to
stay.
Cause she ain't no good for me.
Yeah. I ain't trying to judge you, no, no, no. But you cannot judge me, no, no, no. Cause I've been consistent, you acting different. Like you don't trust me, no, no more. She said we might as well break up. Cause she don't really want no fake love. She swore up and down she don't want me. But then I leave town and she called me like, baby, when you coming by to see me? I was tripping when I told you leave me. I know I can get a little crazy, but you'll always be my baby. That's my LAX, LAX, LAX. She crazy, that's my LAX, LAX, LA, LA. One more time now, LAX, yeah, yeah. She crazy, that's my
LA.
Oh,
LA,
LA, hey. Used to have fun, that's a pastime. Shawty keep on calling about the last time. Her face in the pillow didn't save us. We still end up waking up the neighbors. I lied if I said I don't miss it, but I know I should keep my distance. I know I ain't perfect, but I try it and the headache isn't worthy.
I ain't trying to judge you, no, no, no. You cannot judge me, no, no, no. I've been consistent, you acting different.
Like you don't trust me, no, no, no.
She said we might as well break up.
Break up.
She don't really want no fake love. She swore up and now she don't want me.
But then I leave town and she called me like, baby, when you coming by to see me? Trippin' when I told you leave me.
Ooh,
I know I can get a little crazy, but you'll always be my baby. That's my
LA,
yeah.
LA,
oh,
LA,
she crazy. That's my
LA,
oh,
LA,
LA, LAX. One more time now, LAX, LAX, LAX. She crazy. That's my LAX, LAX, LA, LAX, X.
Davion Ferris, hey. Featuring Eric Bellinger, LAX, available off the EP with pleasure.
Yeah, I just downloaded the whole album. I should have been
whole
had
album.
It. I should have been had it.
All right, we're going to get into another performance. But first, we have our first music video of the day. It is by Tommy Genesis. The song is called Tommy. Take a look.
Charlie?
Why not?
She want a picture with Tommy. You know she come from the country. She don't afford Tommy. She can't afford Tommy. You pay the bill like you want me. You fly me out like you found me. Can't find another girl, tell me. Can't find another girl, Tommy. She wanna know who's Tommy. Who's this girl, Tommy? She wanna know who's Tommy.
All these bitches get off me. Nobody fuck with Tommy. Nobody talk like Tommy. Nobody walk like Tommy. All these bitches get off me. You know I wear her figure. You know I stare when you wear her. You know she hit me, you nut it. You know she did me, you nut it. I got a gun, Tommy. My dogs are running for me. I don't need you now. I don't need you now. This is my song, Tommy. Who made a beat, Charlie? What do you want of me? What do you need, Tommy? We got a moment like baby. Me and this church, save me. I do not fuck with you, maybe. I don't know who you are lately.
Genesis, Tommy. All right, getting a little rowdy up in here. All right, next we got Davion Ferris. He's about to perform his next single, Freak or What. Let's take a look. Hit it.
Freak or What?
I get kind of kinky, can you handle that? What you gonna do if I pull out this candle wax? Hot and sticky, dripping up and down your back. Better hear you thank me when I smack your ass. Girl, I got a fetish for the taste of you. Show me that you like it, is you nasty too? Licking off my fingers when I'm teasing you. I'ma have you coming way before we're through. Way before we're through. I ain't getting nasty, girl, that's what I do. See you match me, time to show and prove. I'm excited, girl, I'm not gonna lie. Cause you've been busy, but since you got time, you say you like me on top. Dive deep, don't stop. Push me when you about to come. Baby, what you running from? Talk shit, back it up. That's it, back it up. Open wide and take my love. Girl, is you a freak or what? Don't stop. Freak or what? Girl, is you a freak or what? Let me see if you're freak or what? Girl, is you a freak or what? Oh, talk shit, back it up. That's it, back it up. Open wide and take my love. Girl, is you a freak or what? Girl, I hope you're ready for the long stroke. I'ma have you screaming that you want more. I go deeper when your knees touch your elbows. Keep it coming till you can't go. Oh, yeah, baby, I'm prepared to blow you back out. Stroke it, stroke it till you wanna pass up. Make you happy, daddy, knock that ass up. Hit me anytime, day and night. I'll come through right now. Put that pipe down. I ain't getting nasty, girl. That's what I do. Say you match me. Time to show and prove. I'm excited, girl. I'm not gonna lie. Cause you've been busy, but since you got time, you say you like me on top. Dive deep, don't stop. Push me when you about to come. Baby, what you running from? Talk shit, back it up. That's it, back it up. Open wide and take my love. Girl, is you a freak or what? Don't stop. Freak or what? Girl, is you a freak or what? Let me see if you're freak or what? Girl, is you a freak or what? Talk shit, back it up. That's it, back it up. Open wide and take my love. Girl, is you a freak or what? Girl, are you freaky?
Are you freaky?
If I tell you to come over, will you meet me?
Will you meet me?
Baby girl, can you take orders just to please me?
Just to please me.
Yeah, I'm nice, but that don't mean I take it easy.
Take it easy.
I might put you in a swing if I please.
If I please.
Just so it can make you easy. Licky, licky till you beg me for. Grab your legs and then I'm tearing it up. Ain't that what you want me to do? Make it hard to walk when we're through. Oh, I swear I love this side of you. Oh, I swear I love this side of you. Oh, you say you like me on top.
Dive deep,
don't stop.
Push me when you about to come.
Baby, what you running from? Talk shit. That's it. Open wide and take my love. Girl, is you a freak or what?
Yay! That That song was everything. All right, we're going to bring Davion to the table. But before we do, let's get into the next video. It's Madison Beer, Say It to My Face.
Yes.
Tell me what's the situation. I've been racking on my brain. Just want some answers if I ask you. But I know you'll never say it to my face. Say it to my face. Cause I've been up. Baby, what's the situation? I've been racking on my brain. Just want some answers if I ask you. But I know you'll never say it to my face. Say it to my face. Making a fool of me now.
Tell me.
You got me so frustrated when you ask me to be patient. Not convicting you of nothing. I'm just asking you to say it to my face.
Madison Beer, say it to my face.
Okay.
It's cute, right?
Yeah, it's not that bad. Everybody's singing a soprano. No, I'm kidding.
Or at least trying. All right, let's talk about it. Davion Ferris,
yo,
welcome
yes.
back.
What's poppin'?
Happy
what's
to have you here,
BHL
bro.
BHL family.
Man, happy to be here.
Yo, so dope, son.
Yo.
Man, appreciate it, y'all.
Honestly, we've been waiting for this.
For a while.
Turn up. As have I.
Right. You know, it's funny because you're somebody who always helps other people complete their albums.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then this is something that we walk up to you all the time and be like, so what's going on with your project? Oh, it's coming.
It's coming.
Right.
It's coming.
right.
This is the king of it's coming.
Not really, because he drops, but it's just he likes to take care of
it. I finally made the decision last year to do it. This is actually my second project this year. I dropped an EP earlier this year. And Trinier. And then, it took a while to get this one finished because I was working on a few placements, the Mary J. Blige stuff and stuff. So,
he's been working.
Right? Mm-hmm. But, I had to get this one done, man. I had to do it.
I love it.
And, just because, you have this specific sound to you. And, your voice is literally an instrument.
You
could put it, I can't explain it. It just takes you to another world. And I'm sorry, I remember I brought you on a Dash show a few weeks back and you played the LAX song and we were all into it, but that Freak or What?
That's my type of song.
Yo, and not even that, you were tripping me out even more so because I went and I listened to LAX, just on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? You can hear the difference between it being live and in studio. But the Freak or What, it was tripping me out when the song would go quiet and then your voice would come in. It was just like butter.
Because he talking to her.
Butter.
He talking to her.
It was like you literally
trying to get a little message across.
Trying to get a little message across. You know what I mean?
Sound like the record. Like I just appreciate, you just appreciate good music.
And he's like, man, yo, you told me. He said you like it. You know what I mean? You like me on top, right?
You know what I'm saying? Look, all right.
So from Trinier to With Pleasure, what was the road like for you?
Well, I I've been working on the Mary stuff, and I finally got some free time, and I really shut down writing as much for other people, for outside projects for the past, I would say, 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
up until or actually probably 3 months, really up until dropping it, and I wanted to. I actually draw inspiration from my own people, like Tiffany Goucher, who's my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
We still have to get artist.
And his brother is Sir.
I remember the first time.
I never knew it was your freaking brother.
Yeah, he played a video in here. Sorry to interrupt you. He played a video in here. I'm like, yo, that's my nigga Sir. That's my dude. He was like, you know, I said that's Damion's brother.
All this time I've met your brother. Every time. Just like, hey. And I'm like, girl, you gotta see this video. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, the West Side Boy video.
Yo, yeah, West
the colorful
Side
one. Yeah.
No, it was colorful.
Was it colorful?
Yeah, no. It was, the video was colorful. It's called West Side Boy. Yeah, man.
That's funny. Yeah.
Talented family anyway. Yeah. Go ahead. So you draw inspiration from Tiff.
And Tiff's, the one that she most recently dropped, I believe, was Pillow Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit was just so fucking vibey and so sexy. I was like, yo, okay. So I want to do that. You know what I mean? So first off, man, shout out to Tiff, man. Shout out to
Tiff.
Bring
your ass up here for the 50th time,
honestly,
Tiff.
Because she needs to perform that song where it's like... I'm not even going to try to pretend to do it. She's like talking about kisses off the Pillow Talk album.
Oh, man, she's got a number of them. One of my favorite joints is actually Pillow Talk. Like, that's I want to see you pillow talk to me. That's my joint right there, man. Like, for real.
My feet came right up.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. So, but then, I mean, there's a lot of inspiration. Like, D'Angelo is one of my favorite artists, and he always had that kind of vibey, sexy tone.
Like, give us an example.
You know what I mean?
Look.
That's easy. Right. Don't think I don't see him looking at you. All of them wishing they could have you.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, a bunch of them are itching for you to scratch them.
Hey.
I'm trying to something words I don't know.
Right.
I'm trying to come with the rail. Now I'm going to make it known.
Yeah.
Because I want you to know. You're my lady. Yeah. You're my lady. Yeah. That's my joint right there, man. Real tough set.
I smoked too much of this pen. Take this away from me.
Jesse Lit.
So the sexiness is where you were going with this album.
Yeah. And then still, you know, there's always a tone of reality, you know, to it. Like even the there's a story, you know, some storytelling. Like, I like doing storytelling on records. So LAX is kind of a story or whatever. Then there's another record. That I wrote and produced, and it is called... Why can I not remember the name?
Want me to pull you up?
Come on, yeah. Come on. It's number two on the album.
Number two on the album.
Oh, I got it. It's called Unspoil.
Unspoiled.
It's called Unspoil You.
Featuring Stick.
Yeah. Featuring Watt Stick. Shout out to my bro for coming through on the feature. And you know, there's always the storytelling element. It still has a kind of sexy vibe and melody to it, you know. But it's about, you know, breakup and the things you go through with that, and kind of, you know, when you feel like what you bring to a relationship isn't appreciated. It's, you know, it's like, okay, well, it's time to draw, you know, pull them things back a little bit.
Withdrawal,
you know,
right there.
Yeah. So it's, you know, kind of a little story about that. But yeah, man, it's the whole record. I just tried to really make it a vibe. You know what I'm saying? To make it something like I want to inspire babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's trying to be on that R. Kelly shit.
You feel me?
You trying to get some babies made? Some
exactly.
Fucking,
you know what I'm saying? Get some love making on there.
Some Isaac Isley brother
okay.
shit.
Yeah, man. There's even a record called Make Love. Now, of course, naturally, when you see the name of the record, you assume it's about sex, and it's sexy. But it's actually it's talking about making love, like with a person. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and one of the main lines
is,
how can we make love if we're not naked? And again, that's not referring to anything about clothes, but it's about being open, you know, being honest with each other. You know what I mean? So that's one of my favorite joints on the record.
Damn. I love that.
So.
All right. Are we going to get any visuals?
Absolutely. I'm working on stuff right now. I wanted to have the stuff ready before I dropped the project. But at the same time, yesterday was... I believe the sixth anniversary of my godbrother Chiz passing, so I wanted to release that on his birthday. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I did that, and we're working on the visuals now. So.
Okay. What are you doing? Which song are you planning first?
You're
juggling
LAX
between
with
how
Eric
many?
Bellinger.
It's
right.
hard. So Eric is on tour right now, so that's
right,
the hard
that's
thing.
Hard.
Catching up with him with the schedule, but that's what I think I'm going with.
Freak or what?
I'm
here for it.
Freak or what? free. Yeah, we go turned up. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to take a commercial break with this next music video. You guys, her name is China. The song is called Practice.
Turn up.
I'm interested to see what you think about this.
Were you high?
Nope. This was welcome prior to the band.
Welcome to my whip. You know my hot rod still a stick. Get it how I live. Hit for practice.
Is that her?
No.
Kill for kicks.
I'm like, so still on deck. White girls today.
Peep my neck. I spend insurance on my wrist. Went to Florence on the whim. Been a tourist. Bought a crib and went on tour before I dip. You a actress. You a bitch. No respect. Suck my dick.
Wow.
Welcome to my crib. Welcome to my whip. You know my hot rod still a stick. Get it how I live. Hit for practice. Kill for kicks. Still on deck. Peep my neck. I spend insurance on my wrist. Went to Florence on a whim. Been a tourist. Bought a crib and went on tour before I dip. You a actress. You a bitch. No respect. Suck my dick.
Is it Caesar's Palace in Atlantic City?
Yeah, in Tokyo.
China Road. Talk that talk. Let these bitch ass niggas know what's the din in there.
China practice.
That's kind of lit.
Yeah.
A lot of the girls are going with this real trappy.
Yo, women,
like they drinking
honestly,
scissor.
Like how you,
it's
like,
a young vibe.
Yeah,
though.
Isn't mm-hmm. it? I feel like lately, when you look at the music, it's like a lot of women have chose to be creative artistically, and a lot of them have bars, and a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? It's like they're doing things that is missing in the industry.
It's almost like guys are so
caught up with, they're so caught up with being fans, not talking about art singers.
Mm-hmm,
I'm talking about the rappers.
Good.
They're so caught up with being fans with Future and cool with this person and cool with that person that they lost their creativity.
The art,
you know what I'm saying?
Because like, remember when like Cameron used to put a music video,
right.
Ludacris would put a video out, they were like,
unique, all different.
Right, exactly. Yeah, everybody had their own thing, their own special, whatever it was about the video. Luda always had the crazy visual effects or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the feel like a midget is hanging. He had the midget
with
on the neck. You see, like the whole hit the big arm. Luda had his thing. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, everybody had their own kind of thing.
How do you feel about what's going on with music today? Do you feel like being independent has come a long way? Do you feel like this is the thing to do as opposed to getting locked down to a record company? Like, how do you feel about the industry?
Now? I would say the floodgates have definitely opened for the independent artists. There are a lot of outlets to get your music out. You know, you can do a whole lot now with social media that you couldn't do before, you know, to help people spread the word and to help get fans. Like, before, you kind of had to go in the studio, pay for studio time, go on tour, and, you know, that's how people would literally build their fan base. You know, so you start with, your hole-in-the-wall spots, and then, you build from there. And now, you know what I mean, you can, you know, the studio, like, it's, it, you know, you can spend three racks and go get yourself an entire studio. You know, the mic, the computer, the everything, you know what I mean? So you don't have to kill yourself on studio time now. And, you know, the iPhone is so dope. You could shoot a video on the iPhone, like, no bullshit.
Yeah. We've had artists come in and do it.
And do it.
Like,
yeah.
And
we
surprised us. My thing is, with these, though, I think, you know, we get so, I do, judgmental. I'd be like, okay, this video is, like, the same as Future or whatever. But these kids, it's literally because back in the day, they had artist development. So they would invest in the Ludacris video and stuff like that.
These kids are
doing this
on their own.
Or like calling their homeboy who has, older brother has a camera and they're like, yo, can you shoot this video? Yeah, I'm a director. And it's like,
right.
And they're out in Malibu shooting this or Atlantic City shooting this. So I feel like within the next 5 to 10 years, the videos are going to get insane.
Yeah.
Because
these kids are going to learn. The millennials are the ones who's really getting deep into this whole creative thing and learning how to cut videos and edit videos and shoot angles and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be a great thing for independent artists later down the line. We really don't need record companies.
I'm waiting for the year that we just are listening to tones. Like, you had two songs we heard, they're all like,
right.
And they're just like, you know. So, like, I'm just like, we're gonna be at a concert, it's gonna be like, and everyone's just like, yeah.
Right. and everybody's really vibing though. Like, yo,
stop smoking.
Yo, yo,
you're high.
Jesse lit
Jesse
right now,
is
yo.
What the fuck is he talking about? Go to the fucking.
Look, Jesse might need some coffee.
I really do. I really do be listening.
Definitely need some fucking coffee.
I be listening to Frequencies on iTunes, and I'm telling you, yes. Frequencies, like if you listen to them when you're sleeping,
who does that?
People do it. It's like not a weird, like it's a thing. I can get the playlist.
I've done it. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, 432 hertz. You know, yeah. Hey. You feel me? Hey, I know a little bit about it. You know what
I mean, I know I'm high, but I'm not that. Anyway,
you high, motherfucker.
I am. I chinked out and everything. All right, so let's get into the next video. His name is Doobie. The song is called "I Be With Her."
Yeah, and I want to talk about what you did yesterday.
Yeah. My ex bitch ain't got shit on my new bitch. Shorty so foreign, got a brother named Yusuf. Got that brain like a student. We go to space when we bootin'. Yeah, yeah. I wanna love her, but I love to make music. She say she loves every song, and she can't wait till I make it. She don't get mad when I'm touring. She know the chances I'm taking. I fuck with her, she my baby. She fuck with me, I'm a baby. We tell each other this daily. She fits the picture I'm painting. I be with her, but I ain't with her. I be in her, but I ain't with her. I be in her, but I ain't with her. Might be in her, but find me with her. I be with her, but I ain't with her. I be in her, but I ain't with her. I be in her, but I ain't with her. Might be in her, but
I ain't with her. Doobie, I be with her. She be looking like she smell like a doobie.
She look, no, yo. She don't look like she smell like a doobie. A doobie smells good. That bitch look like she smells frowsy.
And she look like she smell like a dookie.
She look like her vagina. No, she has her vagina literally sitting out and airing out in his face. Sorry,
that's
moving
some white
right
people
along.
Shit.
That's your people shit.
That's white people shit. all right, well, so let's get back to our interview over here.
So yesterday...
Yeah.
I couldn't attend, but I told him to please don't stop inviting me
to
places.
What was you doing?
I'm trying to... we don't need to talk about me right now, but... No, because I'm trying to reinvent my shit. But anyway, you had an amazing, huge, gigantic album release party yesterday.
Yes.
And as I scrolled on Instagram, so many people I know was there. Congratulations, number one.
Thank you.
And number two, tell us how it went.
Let me tell you, it was absolutely incredible. Okay, first, shout out to Free to Be Me for helping me put on the event. She helped me get. I mean, I invited some of my own friends to come and perform, but she invited some really dope singers.
For real.
So the whole night was a lineup of amazing singers. It was so dope last night. Then huge shout out to Middle Class Party. They were the band that performed last night. They played for everybody. They were incredible. Like they're always absolutely amazing. I love being able to play with them whenever I get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I have to shout out my city. Shout out to Inglewood, man, because Inglewood was in the building last night. Like, let me tell y'all. Oh man, there were so many people. I literally the whole night I'm walking around hugging people. Like, yo, thank you for coming. Yo, I love you. Yo, it was so dope, man. And then like because there were a bunch of people. I was selling tickets online. And there was, you know, you can get the regular ticket or you can get the ticket with CD. So like more than half the crowd bought
the ticket with the CD.
CD.
I was going to get that.
You know
that.
What I mean? Like it was dope, man. Yeah. And then there were a lot of people who were there who were there like to see some of the openers or the, I don't want to call them openers, but you know, the people who performed before me. And they stayed and saw the show and, you know, they bought CDs after the show too. Like it was dope, man. It was a lot of love last night, man. Shout out to Soul Venue in Carson. The venue was real dope. You know what I'm saying? It's always warm. Eric Bellinger's performed there a few times. We're trying to get, or I say we, but they're trying to get, you know, Tiff and Serta to make appearances down there. It's a real dope venue, and it's always
love. You know, it's hard to get Tiff be out the country and shit.
Yo, yeah, y'all about
to
say
Tiff be gone.
Tiff, for real.
Tiff be on the fucking plane, like, come where? VHL what? Bitch, get your ass over here!
It's gonna happen though. It's gonna happen.
I know you'll make sure it happens. I love her. But I'm so proud of you. I'm like, yo, as I was scrolling, I'm like, yo, that shit looks so good. I'm like, kick myself again for not going.
And again, just finally to see
Jesse was so he's not off the hook though.
Knowing you for
you
years.
You were supposed to go too.
I sure was.
Okay.
But could not make it. honey, someone's gotta get coins.
Okay.
As many as I can catch. Uh-huh. Mario Brothers.
Turn up. Yo, that pin is something fucking special. Let me tell y'all. That pin, that shit is lit, okay?
This thing right here.
For
okay,
real,
sorry.
For real. I'm saying we're going to have to talk about
only
that pin out of
three hits for $16.99. Right, like, no, but for seriously, for knowing you for how many years we have, I mean, and to see your growth and then to finally see you stepping out, you know, because we interview a lot of artists here, mm-hmm. and a lot of them have written for other people or sing backup for other people, and you hear the story of, like, how long it's taken them to finally, like, step out into their own artistry, yeah. but, like, to be friends with somebody, you know what I mean, and to see it, it's just, like, again, congratulations.
Man,
like,
I appreciate and, it. I really
you know,
do.
With this album, I think, I don't know, it's just like there's something real prominent with this one. Amen. That I see something once we drop this video.
Do you feel like you laid it all on a line with this one?
I did. I'm actually going to try more even on the next one. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just excited about just the creative process as an artist because understanding, like seeing some of my favorite artists, you know, like even the ones that I've gotten to work with, which I feel completely blessed to do, artists like, you know, Mary J. Blige, Tyrese, people who've had these long careers, and seeing how they've grown and developed and still known themselves, mm-hmm. I'm excited about being able to step into that, you know, that arena and do the same thing myself. And on this one, you know, I showed a little, like, I tried to show a little versatility too as a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a song that really sounds like a Michael Jackson song. Like, it has a pop vibe to it. It's kind of nice. Like, shout out to J-Rock the Ghost for the production. You know what I'm saying? I got Grammy Award winning producers shooting me beats. Like, that shit is love, yo. It's just been a really dope journey trying to, you know, experiment and keep focused with a certain sound. And on the next one, I'm excited about doing the same thing, like trying something new.
I can't wait to hear what you come up with, because
I love creating. You know what I mean? That's what I do. You know. So
I've met you. You are one of the first people who I've met when I moved here. Because you know, remember I had my Storm Melrose. You came and performed my Storm Melrose.
Yep, yep.
But
Queen of Wink.
Queen of Wink. Queen of the Wink.
Hey, really? We know.
At the time, he had a seizure.
Oh, a seizure. Are you okay?
Right.
But it's like,
oh yeah, yeah. I had no hair at the time.
You had a Caesar. You were, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the lady who twisted my shit.
You know, it's just like to watch you grow, to see you in this place that you're in, from writing for Tyrese's album that was very successful, and now in your projects. People, you have your hardcore fan base. It is what it is. Damian Ferris, everybody know, oh shit, it's going to be fire, it's going to be high. Hey. And I think that is so dope, and I'm very proud of you. We've watched each other grow, actually.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
I'm here for it. You know what I mean?
Man,
it's all good.
Thank you.
Ah, Davion! No, I'm sorry.
Hey, wait, did y'all hear that shit? Y'all hear her voice?
No, come on, Queen.
Look.
Queen be acting. No, I don't sing.
She be playing. No, right. Then gonna hit us with that high C, like Queen. Like, come on.
Go back to when Tweet started singing, and the Queen gonna start harmonizing. Like,
I can harmonize. No, I didn't sound like that.
Yo, look, and then he takes and then he keeps
all
it
right.
going.
So we're gonna
okay?
go to the
He's
last
not
video.
Stopping, ladies
He's
and gentlemen. I just want y'all to know.
Her
okay?
name is Malibu.
The situation continues.
Malibu Mitch, but I'm on point though. We're gonna finish this show up correctly. Her name is Malibu Mitch. She is like everyone is loving this girl. I still haven't fully made up my mind. I like some of the songs she be doing, but I don't know about this one. But it's called Guapamole. And I mean, you see, it took a minute and 30 seconds for her to get into this goddamn song.
Oh, so he screws it all the way up? Good.
Yeah, girl, it was like a Harley Quinn kind of thing.
Chilling like my Rollie. Ballin' like Ginobili. Now they actin' like they know me. Getting guapa moly.
I actually like it better when I'm high.
Moly. Guapa moly. Moly, moly, moly. I be getting guapa moly. Chilly like my Rollie. Hit 100,000. Now they actin' like they know me. Getting guapa moly. Guapa moly.
moly, guapa, moly, 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 moly. Getting a bag on a regular, bitch, I'm a star, I ain't regular. I'll chop up the way that I smuggle it. All on my back, yeah, they smother me. I fly in the sky, now I'm sunning them. All on my heels, cause I'm running shit. Giving them hits after hits like it's Mayweather up in the studio. Winning again and again and again and again. I'm big body like I'm precious. Hard body like I'm flexing. Lit mommy, she a blessing. Keep it finessing alive. Shout out to all of my slimes. That's bossed up, never washed up. That ain't with no
Malibu Mitch.
Wow.
Guapamole. Wow.
So. No shade, but she sounds like Lola Monroe.
But have you heard Lola Monroe lately? I tried to look it up, and I'm so mad I didn't put her on this week.
Yeah,
Lola Monroe.
First of all, Lola Monroe is sick with
her. We've had her on.
I worked with her, but she is dope with rap. She's a dope lyricist.
She was cool, but
now she's fire.
I always felt like she was someone who worked with, was it Joe Budden's? Or Fabulous, one of them, and like she really worked on her craft. Like, as a girl,
dope.
She just wanted to learn how to like really freestyle. But I heard this stuff the other day, and I was like, "Who the fuck is this?"
She's
and
sick.
It was Lola Monroe, and I was like,
"I'm telling you, these girls, these girls are lyricists." But that girl sounds like Lola Monroe.
Yeah.
She tries to do the same type of way that Lola spit. She tried to do that same thing, but whatever. Malibu
Mitch. She got some good stuff. She has a Crush on You cover that she does. It's really dope. All right, Davion, thank you for coming through.
Man, thank y'all for
this
having
me.
This
won't be the last.
You will not be. Yeah. You got to drop that video and come on.
Absolutely. Yes. You already know where I'm bringing it.
All right, so where can everyone follow you, and where can everyone get With Pleasure?
All right, you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at IAMDAVIONF. That's I am Davion F. And you can find me on Facebook. Just look me up, Davion Ferris. And you can get the album everywhere. You can get it on Tidal. You can get it on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music. Everywhere you go get your music, you can find a project
everywhere
With Pleasure.
Everywhere you go, people want to know.
It's so funny. Hi.
That's right. Queen.
You know, usually.
I'm so high. She's smoking this shit like.
Usually these things don't give you a cough, but that's they give you a cough. Yeah. Yo, you guys already know. You can find me at Queen.
Oh. Look, she was trying
it's
to fight
been
it.
Been a while. You can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram, Queen Wink on Snapchat, Queen Live on Twitter. And if you want your hair done, go to Styles by Queen with a Z at the end. You want some fucking weave, go to winklux.com.
Hey.
And shout out to RVM Salons all day, every day. And go to the mall.
Bitch, is this MTV
and
the
go
Movie
to
Awards?
The mall to any Icing store. You'll see my client Vanessa Simmons there. That's my work. It's all in the mall. Across the nation, check me out.
All in the malls across the nation.
Yeah.
You feel me?
With liberty
this
and justice.
Shit is real authentic. You feel me?
And you guys already know, you guys can hit us up at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. If you or a friend got a music video, send it to us at bhlthebeat@gmail.com. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Hey.
What up? From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL family, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. Info at blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live. Sipping on Instagram at King XO Bay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.